Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Your Week Ahead with Mama Data Astrology live right here on the Inner Peace Lighthouse radio frequency. Welcome to the best time of your week ahead of time.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We are live. We are in full effect right here on the Inner Peace Lighthouse radio frequency. I'm doing a quick sound check, you guys, just to make sure I can be heard. Welcome. Welcome ahead. We stay ahead around here to keep from having to get ahead. I really just want to give a special shout out to all of you who were on live with me and Jay and Donna a couple of days ago doing the Aries New Moon Season special tarot pull and everything. I'm doing the last eight signs today. We got through the cardinal signs who are experiencing this season in the most acute ways. And I'm actually going to pick up with Capricorn because I really felt strongly as though my energy was waning. Y'all knew when I first got on the line that, hey, I was here giving it all I've got, even though I didn't feel as though I was quite up for the challenge. But that's what Aries New Moon seasons are made of, challenges that we can really step up to the plate on and step on the front line ready to go. So I'm back. I'm in full effect. I'm in a totally different energy than I was a couple of days ago. Thank God. God is absolute for the Leo third quarter moon. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Actually, first quarter moon. Somebody I ran into the other day called it a third quarter moon. I guess that stuck, but no, it was the first quarter moon since the new moon season just started. So, yeah, today we are going to finish that out, and I'm going to hit y'all to some more of this energetic game for this current week that we're in. I wanted to hit on that the other day, and we just ran out of time. So it looks like I can be heard. Wonderful. Let's go. You know, we don't go too far on this show without honoring, revering, remembering, paying homage to our divine righteous ancestors, for without whom we would not be here. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. A thousand thank yous just for everything. I'm so happy to be here, and I know that it is not apart from the work that continues long after we take our last breath here on earth. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And shout out, of course, to Brother Amphu. I made sure I got in at the old time. Y'all know when we first started kicking this off, we did the 3 o'clock Central Time every Wednesday. And so I wanted to go ahead and jump in on this time slot because I know that Brother Amphu and Minister Ju are starting the 21-day challenge, the new money challenge. So for all of you guys who are joining us, yes, that's right. Your World Healer will be participating with you. And, you know, for all of us that are joining, what a beautiful, powerful energy to be setting it off in. Leo, the sign that this first quarter moon was in, it was just so necessary. Like, this was a breath of fresh air that we're going to need, that we've been needing, and we're going to continue to need on this journey towards this Scorpio full moon here, I believe the 29th, yes. And so it's a lot of Mars energy going on. Aries new moon season that we're already in, ruled by Mars. Scorpio full moon season that we're headed smack dab into, yeah, that's ruled by Mars too. So there's a lot of sexual tension in the air. There's a lot of pent-up energy in the air. There's a lot of aggression and assertiveness in the air and all kind of other stuff we're going to get into, but definitely didn't want to pass up opportunity to shout out Brother Amphu. Thank you. Without you, we would not be here on the Inner Peace Lighthouse radio frequency. So let's go, y'all. Just as a refresher, you know, the messages from the pool that Spirit gave us for this Aries New Moon season like I said, just 2 days ago, I was looking at this thread from completely different eyes. So I'm glad I have a divine opportunity to get back on here in a whole different energy and interpret for you these beautiful messages, so much so that I'm actually going to redo the Capricorn. I don't even remember what I said for Capricorns, but I know that I was trailing fast. And when I got the notification that there were only mere seconds to go in the show, I almost breathed a sigh of relief. Just, I made it through. So let's go, Capricorn. You know, it's all love. I done got on here and cried for y'all a couple of times, just really feeling and channeling the energy for you guys. So let's pick it up. Aries, Cancer, Libra, please feel free to check out the episode before this one. And your horoscopes, I stand behind them 1,000,000%. They are intact. Aries, just as a refresher, of course, since this new moon season is in your sign, then any and everything about you, about your life, associated with you, your outlook on life, you have the opportunity to, you know, what I've noticed is that there's still this Mercury retrograde energy lingering. The fact that it's still in the retrograde zone, just, y'all know I'm real sensitive to these energies, and I'm Mercury ruled, so I'm absolutely sensitive to Mercury energies. And the fact that it's still in the retrograde zone, it has this lingering effect of this energy and of the Mercury retrograde, which you might as well take divine advantage of, especially you Aries. Y'all got the Six of Cups at the bottom of the deck, and I don't want to get into redoing you guys' reading. Like I said, I really went in deep on the last episode for you guys. Especially shout out to Jay. Thank you so much for you guys calling in, raising your hand, shouting me out in the chat online while the show's going on. So I appreciate you guys. My mama's babies, of course. Shout out to you guys. Thank you for the continued support. My newest mama's babies, we're off to a great start. And I'm just so thankful for your continued support, encouragement, prayers, divine connections, thank you for staying connected. But yeah, you can change anything, Aries, and there's just this energy of the past on it. That's why I wanted to mention the Mercury retrograde literally in your sign, Aries, at the time of this new moon, even though it's stationed direct right before the new moon hit. There's still this lingering energy on it because Mercury will not be out of the Mercury retrograde zone that it was in before until May the 3rd. So it's still hanging around. Use it to your divine advantage, Aries. Use it to your divine advantage to make sure that everything is okay with you first. Okay? That's why you have it in your first house. You first. And then everything else will follow. Everything else will fall into place. You know, don't get caught slipping, Aries, and then wish, man, had I just stayed, you know, had I just prioritized myself, had I just stayed focused on what I had going on, you know what I mean? Don't get caught slipping like that, not now. Because we've gotten these second opportunities, second and third opportunities, so it's like no excuses at this point for any of us. And we're looking at you, Aries. That's why you came up first this particular time around, because we're all, really intimately acquainted with the Aries energy right now because of the Mercury retrograde and because of the Aries new moon season that we're all getting to take part in together. Cancer, just as a reminder for you, everything related to goals, achievement, status, position, making progress on long-term goals and long-term plans. If you're making any progress at all right now, Cancer, you're doing pretty darn good. And if you're making progress at all right now, Cancer, it's likely because of this Page of Pentacles that showed up on the bottom of your deck, which is reminding you to just, you know, take practical steps. And slow progress better than no progress. And when and where you may need it, Cancer, since the four swords is your main card, take a chill pill, take a time out. It'll all be there waiting for you when you get back into your groove and ready to continue on your path. Libra, for you, just as a reminder, you are experiencing the new moon and Aries season in your house, the Libra house, the Libra area of space. that governs relationships of all kinds, especially in an Aries new moon season, your relationship with these other parts of yourself, your relationship with your shadow self, your relationship with your lower and higher self, your relationship with, you know, all these shadow aspects of you that you may not engage with regularly, but, you know, to the degree that you choose to engage with all these aspects of yourself, and then these aspects of yourself clearly and obviously that show up as other people in your life, to the degree that you continue to engage with them in, with a joyful heart, you know, with an open heart. And if you can't do that, then just allowing yourself that, allowing others their space, because this is a particular time for you to be having energy in this space that talks about others, and we're in the Aries new moon season that's talking about self, you'll do well to just allow people their space when they need it. But you're coming up even at the bottom of the deck as the King of Wands, so I don't see that being too big of an issue for you. I see you focusing your energy, your good energy, where it is, you know, appreciated, where it is supported, where it thrives and grows at, and any and everywhere that it doesn't leave us, just make peace with it, make harmony with it, and keep it moving. Capricorn, all right, Capricorn, now. Before I pick back up on Capricorn, just as a reminder of the main spread, the general spread for everybody, this Nine of Cups is here on top of this King of Cups for a reason. This is a season, it can be, this Aries new moon season, this can be a time of wish and wish fulfillment in ways that are really emotionally balanced and stable and fair, where you may have felt like the pendulum was swinging the opposite way on you. You know, like I've already kind of given it a brief introduction, but we're going to be digging more as in between this episode and the next show broadcast. We're going to be digging into this Scorpio full moon here coming up on the 29th, because that's the one you want. If you're waiting on that pinnacle, the pendulum to swing back the other way, and we got this King of Cups talking about fairness and balance, especially emotional balance, this is what you want. You want people to be showing you who they are in such a profound way that you can't mistake it. That's a beautiful benefit of this plethora of Aries energy right now, and the Mercury retrograde on it, allowing us to make sure that we're sure before we bust through the double doors on our new beginning-ish, on our Aries first sign of the zodiac-ish, on our Aries season, first season of the entire new astrological year-ish. We wanted to make certain that we were on the right track, on the right path, especially energetically, especially as it relates to our cups, our hearts, our wish fulfillment, what we truly want. And, you know, we have the Seven of Cups in the future position almost describing a lot of the energy at this full moon in Scorpio that's coming up on the 29th. And it really does, it shows even more of that. The Seven of Cups, to a certain degree, is about soul searching and knowing thyself. Self, knowing thyself and thy emotional needs. What do you need? This is a card of wishful thinking. Does that sound familiar with that Nine of Cups in the overall position? I just mentioned this is a time of wish fulfillment. And so, yeah, it. Y'all know from just a show, one broadcast ago, that I was definitely one who, you know, needed to pull back. I needed to pull back, and I just didn't know how to, just like I wanted to do a 21-day challenge, literally, starting a few weeks ago. And so, nope. And I wanted to broadcast the very next day after I did the first Aries New Moon season show here recently, and Spirit was like, nope. So there's a predominant, that's part of self. Aries in one season, self everything, self anything, self love, extreme self care, self knowledge, knowing thyself, selfish. There's a time to be selfish. Yes, indeed it is. So the Seven of Cups in the future position, especially with us being on the heels of this full moon in Scorpio, that energy is going to continue to serve you. Seven of Cups as withdrawal. It's this low vibrational Aries energy. We are talking about an Aries space that's Mars ruled, and like I mentioned at the beginning of today's broadcast, this full moon in Scorpio that we're headed right into is ruled by Mars too, so it's not going to let up. The light of the full moon is going to be shown on this divine area of space for all of us, this divine Mars-ruled area of space, all of us, where Mars is already in the spotlight because of Aries and Moon season. So since it's not going to let up, it's going to behoove us to take our good energy, especially that emotional energy. I'm sitting here looking at three cups. The Wish card, the Nine of Cups at the top, the King of Cups, the emotional balance right beneath it, and the Seven of Cups in the future that really want us to prioritize. Seven of Cups, you can have a lot of options. It'll be many things between now and the full moon in Scorpio that will beg your attention, that will beg heart cups, are passionate. They're not the physical movement, but that's the energy that moves us. It's the energy that moves us before we take the physical action. Those are more the wands and the pentacles. But here in the cup, it's everything that builds up and leads up to that, and that is exactly what's going on, my sweet, dear, precious babies. We are leading up to pressure busting these pipes wide open. And so between last broadcast and this one, that's why I am admonishing everyone under this Aries and Moon energy to take inspired action. Yes, we still have Mercury retrograde energy on this particular period of time. And so you definitely want to think twice. You definitely want to, you know, take slow, more deliberate, steps. Here in our current week, we've got, speaking of taking slow and deliberate steps, tomorrow, April 25th, 4:28 p.m. Central, we've got Mercury forming a very challenging aspect to Saturn. Mercury in Aries forming a square to Saturn and Capricorn, both at 9 degrees, okay? For all the numerology buffs out there, what do you think that 9 is going to do or is doing? And so under this influence, even more so. That's the beautiful thing about astrology, y'all. It is just so many divine, beautiful messages, even in the transits that go on from day to day. So here we are, and I'm mentioning to you, keep in mind these Mercury still in the retrograde zone reminders and suggestions, and then tomorrow we get an exact square alignment between Mercury and Saturn, which says the exact same thing. It says the exact same thing. It says slow down. Slow down. Trim the fat on any thinking that would be negative, on any communications that are negative. Look, this is the energy where if you ain't got nothing good to say, shed it up. Do yourself a favor and shed it up. Monitor and go slow with other people's words towards you. You know, once again, there's a lot of pent-up energy. There's a lot of people who are spinning their wheels. They're the very embodiment of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. And then they want to take it out on those that are around them because they can't quite seem to trim the fat on their own thinking, you know, and trim the excessively negative thoughts, which serve their low vibrational Aries margin energy instead of inspiring them towards putting that pent up energy to use that is productive and constructive, to use that is showing themselves that they love themselves, to use loving themselves, which is all this Aries, Mercury retrograde in Aries, new moon in Aries season. That's all it wants us to do. We have the nerve to be starting off a new season, starting off a new year. This is how we do it right. We started off focused on us. It's going to be plenty of time. Y'all always hear me say, time and season for everything. There's going to be a time and a season for you to focus on the babies and the in-laws and the stuff at work that's never going to stop or slow down or go away, you know. So it'll be right there waiting on you after you make a power move, make your next move, your best move towards yourself, towards loving yourself and appreciating yourself and checking on what you need emotionally and checking on what wishes you want fulfilled. That's what gives Aries energy, its satisfaction, much like its sister fire sign counterparts with Sagittarius and Leo. You give us, obviously I'm speaking from being a super Sag, you give us an aim. You give us a direction to focus our passion and energy, overwhelmingly fiery energy into. Oh, and we're gonna hit the mark. We're going to reach the goal every time. It's just the burning question, what are we focused on? If in this season itself is not at the top of the list, you're doing it wrong. If in this season your aims, your goals, your desires, not, now I know Mars is aligning with Pluto this week, so let me be clear. You're focusing on yourself not to the destruction or to the loss or dismay of another. If you attaining your goals, reaching your aims, require you crapping on somebody, stepping on somebody, letting somebody have it, giving it to them real good, then you're going to see really acutely leading up to this Scorpio full moon how the flaw in that thinking. You know, I don't need to say it. I just need to mention to you the energies, and we all get to choose. We all get to choose what we put our good margin energy into, the physical actions that we take. And that's going to be based largely on, y'all know the card that Aries got. It's speaking to all of us. So we know that that's going to be based largely on this Nine of Swords energy, which is the ruminating thoughts. Once again, what are you focused on? What tape are you letting play over and over and over again in your mind? If the tape you're playing has you at the forefront of it, once again, your aims, your goals, your desires, where nobody has to get hurt in order for you to achieve them, then you're going straight to the top, and full moon and Scorpio is going to uncover some things for you really loudly and clearly. We do have the Three of Wands. Everybody does in the position of what we brought into Aries New Moon season with us. And so just like I was talking about all these other cup cards, just kidding, y'all. Give me 2 seconds. It's literally just, I can still incorporate it. No problem. I gave y'all the, instead of the Seven of Cups in the future position, that was actually at the bottom of the deck, and the Two of Wands is in the future position, which is fine. It's totally fine. The Seven of Cups is still in the spread. So even though it's at the bottom of the deck, that reminder is still there, that we've got options, that knowing ourselves and focusing on our emotional needs is what gives us the eyes to see just how many options that we do have, and that we are certainly not stuck. And even though the Two of Wands is actually in that future position governing this full moon in Scorpio that we've got coming up, which once again is so appropriate because Scorpio is Mars ruled and this is the Mars and Aries card, it still shows us at the time of this full moon really coming into walking through one of the doors of these options that we've got on deck, okay? Like, the Two of Wands shows one door closing and another one opening up. That's why it's the card of physical decisions and sudden departures. It's like, okay, you've been keeping your eyes on your wish fulfillment, and the Nine of Cups is not just a wish fulfilled, but it's wishes that are fulfilled, that are born out of self-respect and self-love, wish fulfillment that is born out of the time you give yourself, a.k.a. me time. and the self-care. It's the rewards and the inner happiness and the good life that is inextricably linked to emotional maturity and fulfillment, which is why it's sitting right on top of that King of Cups. Because if anybody's emotionally mature and fulfilled, it is the King of Cups. And so out of that, it comes an actual divine opportunity. That's what the light of this full moon in Scorpio is going to provide for us. Just that balance, swinging the other pendulum, swinging the other way. And this Two of Wands shows personal balance and the personal power and the dominion and the boldness and the originality and the ability to master any situation that comes from knowing who you are, taking your Ace of Wands and doubling up on that. Now you got to. The motto, just as a reminder, is that for this Two of Wands card, is the affirmation, is that my will flows effortlessly in perfect association. My will flows. You don't have to worry about making a misstep, especially with all this Mars alignment with Pluto energy. Mars is already the actions we take. And then here you got it lining up with Pluto, and Mars and Pluto lining up here in Capricorn, which is where Mars is exalted. And then you have it in line with Pluto, which is powerful and transformational and emotionally deep and intense and extreme actions that we're taking, okay? So this Mars and Aries card, the Two of Wands, falls right in line with that, because it only mirrors what I say about Pluto energy whenever I see it and speak on it, which is the most powerful thing you can do is not to manipulate, coerce, or attempt to control another to do what you want them to do. That's not true power. True power is this Mars and Aries, where you exercise your powerful, bold ability to master any situation through balancing your energy, through being you, and that being enough. That's why being you is enough, and you get to say affirmation like, because I am enough, my will flows effortlessly in perfect acts of creation. You don't have to worry about tearing up Jack. You don't have to worry about manifesting low vibrations of Mars and Aries, where you're arguing, you're fussing, you're fighting, you're having accidents, you're cutting yourself, you're involved in random acts, in violent experiences. That's low vibrational Mars all day. High vibrational Mars is, I'm going to take my personal power, I'm going to take all my good energy, I'm going to take the fight that's in me, and I'm going to fight for this here wish fulfillment. I'm going to fight for this here inner happiness. I'm going to fight for these here rewards. I'm going to fight until I'm satisfied. I'm going to fight until I'm emotionally mature and fulfilled. Okay? Because we got a lot of options, and we're bringing with us the Three of Wands to do it, which is the leadership. This is the Sun and Aries card, remember? We're bringing with us the it's almost a curiosity. We got Venus going into Gemini this week as well. Let me give y'all an exact date. That actually happened today. This rising, late rising, 11:40 a.m. Central, Venus entered Gemini. It's going to be there until May the 19th. And this is going to be a time where I think this Three of Wands really shows up as energy we already possess within us to aid and guide us along this Aries new moon journey, especially with the full moon in Scorpio around the corner. This is more of the Seven of Cups energy of options, but it's also this Gemini describes variety. Once again, this energy of options. And Venus is here in Gemini through May the 19th to bring the ease and comfort. That may be what brings us ease and comfort in this particular time, which will be why the Seven of Cups showed up, to say we have options. Variety is the spice of life. You don't have to be stuck in a brainless, mindless cycle. You can inject into your life at any time you so choose a little bit of variety, okay? So while Venus is in Gemini, it's going to create energetically just a lot, especially as it relates to social. Venus is a planet that governs social activity. It governs friendship, friendly friend activity. Just meeting people that you don't know them from a campaign. I got a laugh because that just happened to me recently. So I'll tell y'all more about that later. But Venus in Gemini through May the 19th is really going to benefit us. Just almost how this, you know how I said last broadcast that, it, you know, because of the Mercury retrograde in Aries and all this stuff, it hadn't necessarily been feeling like, you know, springtime, brand new season, brand new year for everybody. Just still having to deal with a lot of cyclical and past energy of the past due to the retrograde. Well, Venus and Mercury stationing direct right before the new moon on the 15th, along with this Gemini transit through Venus transit through Gemini, should really help lighten the tone and the mood up even more. So we need it. We daggum so need it because of what I just got to tell y'all about all this margin ruled energy just pervading the scene right now. Aries new moon, Mars energy. Full moon in Scorpio, Mars energy. Mars aligning with Pluto this week. Mars energy on crack. Like Mars energy times 3 trillion is Mars's alignment with Pluto. Let me give you the date and time on that. That's actually occurring Thursday, so especially between now and Thursday. I want y'all to monitor your energy, manage your abundance and plethora of energy, because Pluto don't play. and you know, it's like Mars meeting up with this higher octave Pluto in the sky at 21 degrees of Capricorn. They are sharing the exact same area of space. And, you know, everybody ain't out here on the high vibrational Mars. This three of wands that we're bringing with us into the season, believe it or not, this sun in Aries card, more margin energy, is about love and happiness. That's how you can go from low vibe Mars, fighting, cutting, bloodshed, war, arguing, you know, aggression. That from that Mars, low vibrational Mars energy to high vibrational Mars energy, which is literally describing love and happiness, which is absolutely describing good fortune, and success in marriage is a high vibrational manifestation of the Sun in Aries card. But all of that, the successful marriage, the good fortune, and the love and happiness, it is the success that comes, that starts Sun in Aries, first sign, me, self. It is everything that starts as a emanation from and can't be separated from self-belief. That's where it starts. Belief in your own self, leadership. It can't be separated from leadership, where you stand up for you. If don't nobody stand up for you, you stand up for you, and that's where the success starts to come in. That's where you begin to look out to your future. That's where you begin to explore the growth and the freedom and the ability to spread your wings that comes when you're able to see the big picture and see yourself and embody what you believe about and for yourself. That's what you get. Success, happiness, love, good fortune. And we brought that with us. We brought that with us, and we're headed into a time where one door is going to close. We can't, you know, we've gone over this area of space that Mercury has stationed retrograde over 3 times now. This is our final pass through, and we'll be out of it May the 3rd. So, you know, we're definitely leaving something behind at this point. Thus, the Two of Wands in our future position. One door is closing. it is time to say bye-bye. You know, now we're in this Aries energy. After May 3rd, we have between, let me hit now to the mathematics of it all. Between May 3rd and May the 15th. Okay, May the 15th, we get a new moon in Taurus. But between May 3rd and May 15th, the new moon season is still in Aries, and Mercury is out of the retrograde zone. As a matter of fact, Mercury, when does Mercury go into Taurus? It's not kissing my, oh, okay, the 13th, so 2 days before. So, yeah, I mean, after the 3rd and before the 15th, we really should see more of what I'm talking about right now playing out in our actual lives. You know what I mean? This area of space where we're in that new, and it feels new. We're in the spring season, and it feels like spring. We're in the first season of the year, a new astrological year, and it feels fresh, like a new beginning, okay? And then when Mercury hits Taurus, where the sun is currently now and where the new moon will be on the 15th, that's when things will kind of slow down. Right when they're starting to feel like they're picking up, they slow down, but they slow down long enough for us to satisfy this Taurian energy that just wants to languish and linger and take off their shoes and walk barefooted and enjoy the sun and, you know, eat and drink and be merry. And also, I don't want to take for granted that Taurus is also this energy where out of Aries, out of this Aries energy of just wrecked going, on fire and fighting, that's low vibrational, but that same sexual energy that just wants to do something, by God, just do something, anything. After all of that impetus and initiatory energy, I mean, come on, Aries doesn't just start off the spring season. Aries starts off the entire new year. So that's a lot of pressure, and Taurus season comes along to relieve a lot of that Taurian energy comes along to allow us to kind of settle into a lot of these new initiatory things that we've set into motion. So let's see here, y'all. I will pick it right on back up with Capricorn. I got too many notes and way too many tabs open, y'all, so just thank y'all for bearing with me. But this Thursday's Mars alignment with Pluto, everything I said up until now, it really fits. It really fits. So I don't think I need to go into it much more. If you were born with Mars in alignment with Pluto, how powerful is that? Like Hillary Clinton, Josephine Baker, Forrest Whitaker, Gladys Knight, Rodney King, and Todd Bridges, then these people obviously, they came here very powerful and on a low vibration. If they don't choose to embody it in high vibration, very volatile energy, you know, very coercive and subversive in their actions type of energy, Hillary Clinton. and so there's also transformative energy here as well, extreme sexual energy, and once again, on the challenging side of the conjunction, it can be very destructive. But if you manage all that for good instead of evil, this can play out very well. Just ask Forrest Whitaker and Gladys Knight. Let's see here, y'all. I apologize. Okay, Capricorn. For a week. Now, Capricorn just in the main spread, we had wands flanking on both sides in the past and the future position that we're really talking about self-belief. And balancing yourself and our ability, since it's the main spread, to master any situation. And y'all came up with the card, the Queen of Wands, okay? So
You're a senior, haven't you?